Lagos State Acting Information Minister William Koji Kirjok says most of the freed prisoners were accused of minor offense such as failing to pay debts or adultery. Kirjok says the prisoners were released following a directive from Governor Lieutenant General Rinpeng Mabor.
During the conflict, there has been a lot of mess, that including even misusing of powers. Some people were just victimized and they put in prison for a reason that which is not clear. And the current system is putting things in order. There were people being arrested over 2,000 and they remain in jail for some years. Others were arrested for 5,000, they remain in jail for years. So, which means it was not about 5,000. It is the ill intention of the hatred that people have among themselves. This time, such things will not be allowed.
Rin Maker Mading, Executive Director at Yarul West County Prison, says the inmates were released from Babur Zaid Military Prison and the Yarul County Main Prison.
We have released around 175 inmates in different prisons. We have released 82 in Babur Zaid and 93 in Main Prison Service yesterday. This assignment was given to me by the State Governor, LT General Rinpeng, to screen all the prisons according to the accumulation of people in those places without proper documents that kept them in the prisons. This is what was happened. We are still with the prison.
Mading says the prisoners were freed if judges are certain that the charges brought by the government against the inmates were minor or arbitrary, or if the inmates had been in prison for a long time without trial and the charges were minor, such as failure to pay debts.
We use two criteria to release those out. We have three courts. We have Town Bench Court, which is headed by Sultan Afugi Makaintiel, and we have T-Court, which is headed by Maker Akwarjok, and we have Mobile Court, which is now headed by Adunatin. Those courts, we call the people who have been arrested out and to screen them. First, we screen those who their cases was over. Also, we screen out those who were in detention without investigation or trial.
Mading says some of the inmates spent up to 5 years behind bars without trial, while some of the complainants live outside the country and send money to file cases against certain individuals but never bothered to follow the cases.
Some of them have 4 to 5 years, those who were in detention without investigation by those who detained them. Some of those complainants were, some of them are in abroad, like Kenya, Uganda, and other countries. They used to send money and capture person and put them in prison without any investigation.
Local authorities say many people in the state have suffered from lawlessness for the last 15 years of intercommunal conflicts. Last month, the Lagos State Minister of Gender, Child and Social Welfare, Angelina Ding Mario, visited Rumbek's main prison and found many teenagers, boys and girls, detained at the facility. Mario said some people were in prison because of their relatives' crimes. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur in Rumbek, Lagos State.